We turn to the KRDO Newsline, where we're joined by national correspondent Rory O'Neill. And first of all, Rory, welcome to the show.
Hey, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. As we've been riding this roller coaster of our economy lately, dealing with inflation, dealing with higher costs for consumers, it sounds like there are more and more 401k holders who are turning to that bank of accumulated money and using it as a stopgap measure, making withdrawals. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and that is just a bad idea. Most any financial analyst will tell you that. But companies like Fidelity and Bank of America and Vanguard, those are companies that have hundreds of thousands of 401k customers. They're noticing that there's been a spike in the number of people taking what's called a hardship withdrawal. Now, those can be allowed with less penalties if the money is being used specifically to pay medical bills or to prevent an eviction. There are several different reasons you can have the penalty waived, a 10% penalty, but you're still going to have to pay taxes on that income. And then you really rob the 401k of its greatest benefit, this compounding interest, the way it just keeps rolling over and accumulating like a snowball going downhill. That's a good thing when it comes to your retirement fund. And we're seeing more people sort of raid those funds with these hardship withdrawals.
And there are people who can do that through their employers as well as loans. Is the same thinking applying to that, that it's also not a good idea to do?
Yeah, well, right. So loans are different than these withdrawals, because the withdrawals, once you take the money out, you can't even put it back in. So these are a different category. You can take loans on your 401k in many instances without having to pay the penalty of the tax on that money in addition to penalties. But what we're also seeing just anecdotally is stories of, you know, people who are saying, gosh, I'm running low on money. Where am I going to make the mortgage next month? Or, you know, how am I going to make the car payment? So when they're on their laptop at home, they decide to withdraw from their 401k at 1 o'clock in the morning without thinking it through or talking to someone about their options. You know, when you act as your own financial planner, it's like acting, it's about as good as acting as your own lawyer, right? So that's the other concern, is that people are making these rash, uninformed decisions because many people aren't aware of what these penalties really mean or what their options may be.
Yeah, but I feel the pain of many of the people out there, because when you're talking about credit card bills coming due and those minimum payments and the included interest in there taking right. such a jump because of interest rates rising, that's often where people on fixed incomes really face a squeeze.
Right, but you know, but the advice, for instance, you brought up getting a loan, and that is a much better financial decision to make in most cases than doing that withdrawal, which can then sort of rob all that progress you had made with the 401k. So again, talk to somebody before you make that decision in the middle of the night.
All right. Hey, Rory, real quickly, you're also looking into audio problems on streaming services and possible solutions. Any tips you can offer us?
Yeah, Shannon, it's interesting. You know, a lot of us are complaining that we can't hear what's on the TV anymore. We've got the closed caption on. It's not just because we're old, right? You know, about half of us watch TV now, right? About half of us watch TV with the closed captions on. But that's because we can't understand it. And the way the audio is transmitted to you is very different on the old NBC or ABC programming versus how you get it through Netflix or Hulu, which is why we're always fiddling with the sound. It's not your imagination. The way the sound comes through your TV is different on all of those different platforms. So either try to get one of those speakers, a sound bar that helps bring just that audio, or check your TV settings and the settings in some of these programs. Prime Video on Amazon, for instance, many of their new shows now have a setting for dialogue boost. It's specifically there to help improve the sound of the dialogue so you don't have to turn on the closed captioning and start a fight with your significant other.
Yeah, dialogue boost. That's important for a lot of us to listen to. So great information there. Rory O'Neill, we appreciate it.
Hey, Shannon, thanks. Talk to you soon.